The subject of this lecture is the power to create. How can you tap into the power to create? And what exactly does that mean? Now, our lecture is not for everybody. No, it's not. It's directly connected to political ideology. It's directly connected to the world crisis of today. And the fundamental aspect of the world crisis of today is the destruction of the biological foundations of life by malevolent political and economic forces. That's the foundation of what needs to be dealt with. It is more than that, though. It is a respect for nature. It is a recognition of nature as a revelation of truth and connecting yourself to nature. Now, we are not going to get into the details of the subject of religion, whether you are Christian, Muslim, Hindu, Buddhist, Jewish, whatever. Your religion is your religion. But in any sane religion, in any sane aspect of religion, you don't destroy the biological foundations of life, period. And there are perversions of religion. The American evangelical Christian community is currently in the midst of some of the worst perversions that somehow legitimize the destruction of nature. Those actions are evil, period. Now, how do you tap into creativity? We certainly don't claim to know what's going on in the life of every person who's listening. So we are going to just stick to some basics that will help you get focused. First, you need to surround yourself with art, music, video of nature itself. Now, nature's been so thoroughly destroyed that for a lot of the people who are within the range of my voice, there's no nature around you. I mean, maybe you go for a walk in the park and see some scraggly trees, but basically you're living in today's modern plutocratic wastelands. So what to do? Well, all is not lost. Every society, every time in history has its pluses and minuses. And while real nature has been wiped out for literally billions of people, you can still see splendors of nature that are beyond almost anybody in any lifetime on the internet. And some people may say, well, that's not a substitute. And it's not, but it's still important because you can be inspired at looking at great nature videos on the internet, and that's why we list them on our website. Yes, that's why we do it. You need to read inspiring material. That's listed on our website. We're not going to get into a whole lot of detail of stuff that's already on the website because that would make this lecture too long. You need to listen to inspiring music. Again, that's on our website. Go to our website and see what's there. Now, we also have to talk about lifestyle issues. For some people, for some of you out there, your worst enemies are people that you think are your best friends. That's right. So what do you do on a Saturday night? Well, you think that it's you're under some kind of constitutional obligation to consume a lot of drugs and alcohol. Wrong. That's not good for you. It's not. And it damages your creativity. I'm not saying that somebody couldn't be inspired doing a certain amount of drinking and writing a great song. It happens. But heavy use of drugs and alcohol is a disaster. It's extremely unhealthy, and it's going to get control of you. Some of you people out there who do this claim you've got it under control. Wrong. it's controlling you, and it messes up your subconscious and your ability to think. So there's an issue right there. And just mindlessly hanging out with people is also a problem if those people are not into reform. If people think that everything is wonderful, they're probably the wrong people to hang out with. Now, I'm not going to sit here and judge every person's friends who's within the range of my voice. I don't know. But you need to surround yourself with creative people. You do. And what would be your creative muse? We don't know. Could it be music? Could it be film? We don't know. We're certainly not going to say, have some ridiculous cookie cutter definition of what it is. We're metal fans. We like metal. But we're certainly not restricting anybody to that. That would be ridiculous. If somebody's great at country music, great at hip hop, whatever your virtue is, go for it and see how you can use that to deal with the current crisis. You don't have a choice. You can say, well, what can I do? Or who am I? Here's a basic big picture to understand. All great movements in history are made up of millions and millions of people. One of Jesse Jackson's best speeches was where he attacked the celebrity syndrome. The celebrity syndrome is created by modern capitalist society, that if you're not a big basketball star, if you're not a big football star, if you're not a big billionaire, if you're not a big millionaire, why, you're nothing, you're nobody, and you can do nothing, and so on. This is a very evil and destructive ideology. Everybody can do something. And in the coming struggle, it can be the final 0.1% that is the difference between victory and defeat. And that 0.1% could very well be you. Now, we move on to the subject of religion, which we briefly talked about at the beginning of this lecture. Now, again, we're not here to preach Islam, Christianity, whatever. We have respect for good people in all these religions. What we are going to say is a universal vision of judgment. I'm a big John Lennon fan, but John Lennon's song, Imagine, has got to be one of the stupidest songs ever written. The fact of the matter is that atheism does not provide much consolation or much inspiration in a world that is collapsing. And all around the world, you see some of the most dangerous forms of religion growing because it offers people hope. In America, where the factory closed thanks to Clinton's corrupt trade policies and Obama's corrupt trade policies, and people lost their jobs, and they're facing total ruin. They're living in some burnt-out town wherever, and their family's going to hell, everything's going to hell. Evangelical Christianity, in many if not most of its forms, is a very destructive factor in American life today. But you have to understand the logic of all this, that it provides a tremendous source of hope for people, that it explains a catastrophic situation. Lost your job, everything going to hell? Perfectly logical. We're in the end times. Everything's going to hell. Jesus is coming back. And if you team up with the evangelicals, one of their theories is you won't die at the time of the Jesus coming back. You'll leave your dead-end town and fly through the air and end up in paradise with Jesus. Now, this is heady stuff. This is very exciting. And similar stuff is peddled throughout the world in Islam and so on, where you have similar apocalyptic views and so on and so forth. So you cannot underestimate religion. Now, we're not going to get into this religion or that religion. That's an invitation for trouble. We will say that there's a universal vision of judgment in most of the world's great religions, okay? So that people are judged by God for what they do. There's a system of karma. There's a system of samsara, to use the Hindu term, all right? The people are judged by what they do. So we would use an analogy from the Bible where a rich guy comes into the temple and he pours gold, big tons of gold into the temple plates, and he's dressed in fancy clothes and he's perfumed and he looks just perfect. And everybody hails him as the holiest guy around and the most wonderful person. And a poverty-stricken woman in rags, probably doesn't smell too good, comes in and puts a penny, and everybody sneers at her. What a nobody. Well, here's the point that Jesus pointed out, that that woman, what she gave was far more of a sacrifice than what the rich man gave, you see. And there will be a vision of judgment in the end, you see. So if your main frame of reference is whether you're going to become a big celebrity and win a prize and make money on Wall Street, or, you know, have some ridiculous sex life that's portrayed in the porno movies, which of course relates to things that don't exist. If that's your concept, you're very screwed up. You're very screwed up. That's not real life. That's the plutocratic nonsense of capitalism. Real life is millions upon millions, and in our world, billions of people out there. There are hundreds of millions of people who are going to be part of the coming revolution. And God will sort all that out. He will. He'll sort all that out. He's going to sort all that out. And that's what's going to happen. So who are the heroes? Who are not the heroes? That's not for you to decide. But it's very important to understand in the great religions of the world and the great philosophers like Plato, there's a concept of justice in the end, or even the Egyptian Book of the Dead. These are eternal truths, and that's what you need to focus on, not ideas about whether you're going to become a celebrity or not. That's not real, and it's very, very, very pernicious. So you need to keep that kind of stuff in mind when you focus. Now, other ideological aspects of this we will go on, but we would also state that you need to make time to be alone, to be creative, to wake up early in the morning. We find drinking coffee can be helpful to clarify your mind. You need silence. You need silence to be alone, to tune into your subconscious. We strongly recommend people practicing with, you can use your webcam to record. You can use Google Docs to do to take down your transcripts. You need time to be alone and try to talk about things that matter to you. We're not here to tell you exactly what to do. We're simply inspiring you to try to go out and do something, and we're also warning you that doing nothing isn't an option. In conclusion, the money lords want you to believe that they are in control. The money lords want you to believe that resistance is futile. The money lords want you to shut up. The money lords want you to amuse yourself with getting, go out and hit that crack pipe. Go out and hit the bottle and get trashed on the weekends. Hey, that's what they, because that makes you weak, you see. But you have power. You have power. And people all around the world are getting fed up with the money lords. A revolution is coming. A series of revolutions are coming. And you are needed. That's right. You are needed. And they don't want you to know that you have power. Sun Tzu said that victory is the control of the mind. If you can convince the enemy that war is hopeless, you've already won. So you're being a victim of mental games and propaganda. The people at the top are not 10 feet tall. They're not. And they're likely to, a good part of them are likely to be 10 feet under. We're not recommending violence. We're definitely not. But there's going to be a lot of turmoil, and there's going to be a definite rearrangement on this planet about who's in charge and who isn't as the current world order collapses. So go to our website, look at what's there. We don't have all the answers, but people all around the world are coming together and rising up. And we have something that could help you.